What Day Is It? Written by Fine Meal and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Teen Titans crossover fic rated teen and up audiences in which no archive warnings apply. Summary. Danny forgets that today is his death day until Pain hits him during a fight with Killer Moth. If Danny was a better planner, he would have been paying attention to the date. If Danny had been paying attention, he would have known what date it was. If his phone hadn't been destroyed in the last fight, he would have gotten an alert to what day it was. Yet, none of those things happened. Danny hadn't seen the date, hadn't checked, hadn't thought to check. He'd been living at the tower for so long, he'd grown complacent. Hadn't thought about the fact that the seasons were changing. Hell, he hadn't even really processed the fact that Garfield asked Robin what day it was, and got a response. Danny heard it out loud, and it hadn't registered in his head. No, the fault is his own. He has no one to blame but himself. It just would have been better for it to click in his head what day it was, not in the middle of a fight with Killer Moth. Corey ducked under one of the creatures that flew over her, hands glowing with her blast as she shot to wound some of them. Danny was near her, releasing a cool breath to ice over their wings so they would fall. Garf was currently a gorilla, smacking bunches of them down at a time. Robin threw his birdarangs at the creatures, grappling all around the battlefield to get closer to Killer Moth and stop his device. Raven was providing cover, using her powers to restrict multiple of the creatures before throwing them to the ground. Victor was tailing behind Robin, shooting any being that got too close, but aiming to help hack the device. That was the plan, anyway. None of the creatures had even put a scratch on Danny, not really. He was getting better at remembering to go incorporeal, letting any blow go through him rather than land. It was something he had told Robin he wanted to train more to do on instinct than not, and Robin had agreed. Robin will be proud of how much progress he's made. The point is, none of the beings they were fighting had landed a hit on Danny, so why was Pain suddenly coursing through him? It started with his left palm, causing him to hiss as the ice blast flickers before going out. The pain is sharp yet jolted, almost pulsing. It crawls up his arm, causing the muscles to spasm in the worst kind of way. He loses the ability to focus on flying once the pain spreads past his arm and begins to crawl through the rest of him. Hitting the ground so hard a crater forms doesn't hurt as much as the pain he's currently experiencing. Some of his muscles are locking, other muscles are jolting and spasming. He has no control of his body, teeth clenched and eyes closed. He can't even curl in on himself, offer any comfort. Ringing in his ear, that's all he can hear. The worst pain he's felt in a while coursing through him. Is he seizing? He can't tell if he's seizing. Why is this happening? Why is he in so much pain? He hasn't felt like this since... A yell pushes through his teeth as he realizes what's happening. What day it is. His death day. August 24th. Fuck, he knew it was coming. He's always been so careful, making sure he's in the far frozen when this happens. Frostbite always knows how to soothe the pain. Hailwind, Frostbite's core mate, always has a drink ready for him afterwards. Are they wondering where he is? Are they worried about him? Fuck, he was so stupid. So stupid. Sounds. So many sounds are around him, but he feels like he's underwater. He can't understand what any of the sounds mean, He can't tell what's happening. But he feels when someone grabs him, touches him.
It burns. It burns so much. Please, please stop. Please don't hurt me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Frostbite, he manages to call out. His throat has a lump in it. Frostbite, please. Is he crying? He wouldn't be surprised if he was crying. He just wants his dad. He wants Frostbite. He wants to go home. Coolness touches him, and he can finally breathe. Dad? Danny whimpers, the pain still too strong for him to manage to open his eyes. His father chirps at him, core rumbling. Danny relaxes into the hold, the pain still coursing through him. I'm sorry, I didn't realize what day it was, Danny whispers as he digs his face into the familiar fur.
Don't apologize, Frostling, his dad soothes, pressing a soothing kiss onto his head.
Please, make the pain go away, Danny begs, hands clutching whatever fur he can.
I'll do what I can,
his dad assures, his hands becoming a lot cooler as they rub Danny's back.
What's happening to him?
A semi-deep voice Danny should recognize demands. Firm.
Thank you for taking care of my son, but I will be taking him now. He can explain when he wants to.
Frostbite replies to the voice, not answering. Good. Danny doesn't want strangers to know what's happening to him. He feels so vulnerable out in the open. He wants to be home. He wants to go home. But the male goes to protest, but something stops him. Leave it be, Robin. Phantom called for this being. Call him Dad. He'll take care of him. A more feminine, yet slightly monotone, voice speaks up.
Thank you,
Frostbite says softly, offering a smile.
You've all made my son your family and taken care of him. He'll be safe, I promise.
Home, Danny groans out, feeling another strong course of electricity run through him. Please, I want to go home, Dad. Frostbite softly shushes him, pushing his hair out of his face as he plants another kiss on his forehead.
We're going. Hailwind has some hot cocoa brewing for whenever you're up to it.
Danny forces a smile as he cracks his eyes open slightly. Yes, please, Danny whimpers, vision blurry through all the tears. Frostbite chirps soothingly at Danny as a hand lets go of him. He feels his dad making a sweeping motion. Hears the familiar sound of a portal. Danny barely feels the familiar shiver down his spine as Frostbite walks through it, feeling his body jolt against his will. He hears people whisper behind him as the portal closes, cutting their words off. Danny comes to with a cup of hot cocoa in front of his face. He groans as he sits up properly to accept the cup, his muscles protesting.
Was it that time of year already?
Danny mumbles, hands curling around the cup.
Yes, it was, young one, his pa confirms, sitting on the bed next to him.
Hailwind's hand comes up and pushes his hair back. A soft kiss is placed on his forehead. Blissfully cold and chill. Danny feels himself relax as he takes a sip of the warm drink.
I don't remember coming here, Danny admits after he lowers the cup, fingers twitching slightly in anxiety.
Well, his pa hesitates, right ear flicking slightly as he pushes his mouth into a thin line.
To be honest, this year wasn't like the other years.
Danny frowns as his brows furrow. What do you mean? Danny questions, taking another sip of the rich chocolate drink. He doesn't know how Hailwind makes it taste so good, but it's the best hot cocoa he's ever had. Human world kinds don't compare.
Frostbite had to come to retrieve you,
his pa admits, running his claws gently against Danny's scalp.
I don't remember that, Danny replies, leaning into Hailwind's hold, You were in the middle of a fight, or you were.
His pa ponders, tilting his head slightly.
The fight seemed to be over by the time your dad got there.
Danny's brows furrowed. A fight. If he was in a fight, does that mean...
Did I start...
Danny trails off, biting his lower lip anxiously.
Your father and I were worried when you didn't show up when you usually do.
His pa begins to explain, pulling Danny close against his side.
After it had been too long for us, Frostbite came after you.
And he found me while I was around my friends.
Danny breathes out, curling closer into his pa.
Yes, his pa confirms, turning his head to press a kiss against Danny's head.
You were on the ground. A crater had formed around you. He got there as soon as one of your friends tried to grab you.
Danny tucks his face into Halewind's shoulder, his own shoulders drawn up as much as he could.
Can't imagine that went well.
Danny sighs, closing his eyes as he allows the soft fur to soothe him.
No. You started to scream and call for your dad, his pa admits.
Danny lets out a deep breath, handing Halewind the cup. Only after he hears it clink on the end table does he climb more into his pa's lap.
This is awful, Danny says into Halewind's chest. They're going to have so many questions.
His pa hums, Danny feeling the movement on his face and the other's chest.
You only have to answer what questions you're comfortable answering,
his pa assures him, one hand still running gently against his scalp while the other rubs his back.
But if I don't answer them, they're going to be so annoying about it,
Danny bemoans, turning his face so his ear is pressed against his pa's chest. Halewind chuckles gently, body shaking slightly with it.
That's what happens when you join the Teen Titans,
his pa teases gently. Danny huffs out an annoyed breath.
I'm a teen, pa. What team was I supposed to join?
The Justice League? Danny asks sarcastically.
Just saying, Halewind goes on, ignoring Danny's sass. You can't expect a group of teenagers to be completely emotionally mature about something.
Danny huffs, knowing his pa has a point, but not wanting to admit it.
Yeah, whatever,
Danny mutters, turning his head to the other side. Focusing, he brings the cup of hot chocolate back to him and takes another sip. Still warm, even though it shouldn't be. His pa is the best.
Thank you, Danny says after he gulps down half of the cup.
Of course, Bear, his pa replies, pressing another kiss to his head.
We're always here for you, whenever and whatever you need.
Danny feels tears begin to gather in his eyes and wipes at them.
I don't deserve you, Danny eventually says, a lump in his throat.
That's the thing, Frostling, his pa starts, voice gentle yet serious.
We're family. You don't have to deserve us. We don't feel like we deserve you either.
Danny hums, a small smile tugging at his lips.
Will you help me figure out what I'm going to say to them?
Danny asks, after he finishes his drink.
Of course, Bear. Of course,
Halewind tells him, a smile on his face. Danny shakes himself slightly, trying to rid himself of the nerves he feels climbing their way through him. He's ready. He practiced what he was going to say with his pa and dad. He discussed what boundaries he could set and which ones he would, and what to say if they asked certain things that crossed a line. He was also reminded that worse comes to worse, he could come home. Though his parents assured him that wouldn't happen. It was clear that his team cares about him. But Danny's not sure. Most of the team, sans Robin, has revealed their secret identity. Danny told them that his first name is Danny,
which isn't untrue, but he hadn't shared the whole truth. All they knew for sure was that he was a ghost boy who wanted to help. That was good enough for them. How are they going to react when he explains everything? Does he even have to? His parents told him all he had to share was what he was comfortable sharing. Theoretically, he could just explain his death day. All ghosts have them. You don't have to be a half-ghost to have a death day. But Danny doesn't want to half-explain. He wants to share all of himself with them. Because he trusts them. And part of him wants to see if they'll accept all of him. He's come to think of them like family, so he hopes they take the news well. With a final sigh and shake, he phases through into the common area. Everyone is gathered. Robin is pacing, Rachel is meditating, Garfield and Victor are playing video games, and Corey is floating near Robin while shooting him nervous glances. They all snap their heads towards him when he lets the invisibility fall away from him. All of them shout a form of his name as they rush over, Robin the first one to reach him. Robin's eyes seem to scan over him, hands reaching up to physically check for any wounds. Corey and Rachel are on either side of Robin, doing their own checks. Garf transforms into a hawk and perches on Robin's shoulder, Victor towering over all of them as his own eyes do a scan. "What happened? Are you all right?" Corey questions as Robin flips Danny around to check for any more injuries. "I'm fine," Danny answers, letting them finish checking him to soothe their own nerves. "What happened?" Robin demands, turning him back around. Danny does his best to offer a soothing smile, but he fears it comes out a bit of a grimace based on their reactions. "It was my own fault. I lost track of time," Danny states, letting out a sigh as he rubs his arm nervously. "What does that even mean?" Garf questions, face scrunching up as much as it can in hawk form, wings rustling slightly. Danny lets out a big breath, steadying himself. "So you know how I'm a ghost?" Danny asks, all of them nodding. "Well, ghosts who become ghosts through death have a..." Danny pauses again, sighing as he runs his hand through his hair. His legs become a tail as he wraps it around himself for a sense of comfort. "This is a bit hard to explain. I've never had to explain it to the living before," Danny explains. "You don't have to explain it if it's too much for you," Rachel assures. "We all have parts of us we don't feel comfortable sharing." "It's not that," Danny says. "I want to explain. I don't want to keep any parts of me hidden. Not anymore." "Take your time, man. We're listening," Victor promises. Danny offers him a smile as he releases another breath. "Ghosts who have died have what we call a death day," Danny begins to explain, moving towards the couches and taking a seat. "Every year on your death day, you re-experience the thing that killed you." He doesn't look to see their reactions. He's not sure what reaction he wants. None would be the ideal. He doesn't want sympathy or to see the sadness in their eyes. It's a part of his life, and he doesn't want to have to hold their feelings about it along with his own. "Point is, August 24th is my death day. I forgot it was so close and wasn't paying attention to the date. I usually go spend my death day with my folks. They always make the pain less," Danny explains, running a hand through his hair. "I'll make sure to mark the date so that we don't have something like this happen again," Robin assures, surprising Danny slightly with how close he is. "Yeah, dude, and we can make a care basket or something for you next year to take with you," Garfield pipes up, taking the form of a cat as he rubs his body against Danny's legs comfortingly. "On my planet, we would have a date to celebrate the dead. Perhaps we could do that for you, if you'd like," Corey offers, a smile on her face. "I have some techniques that help with physical pain that could help you, perhaps," Rachel proposes. "And I have some lotion I made that helps me during bad pain days," Victor suggests. Danny feels his lips wobble and his eyes gather moisture. "You guys would do all that for me? Danny asks.
Of course, Corey exclaims.
You're family, man, Victor follows up with.
Can I show you something else, then? Danny asks nervously.
They all nod, backing up slightly to give him space.
I am a ghost, and my name is Danny Phantom, but...
Danny sighs as he closes his eyes, concentrating. He feels the familiar tingle course through him, like a toned-down experience of the day prior, run through him as he transforms. But I'm also human. Danny Fenton. Danny finishes, opening his eyes. His teammates look a varying degree of surprise. Even Robin looks a little shocked, though he covers it up better than the rest of them.
Wow,
Garfield mutters, eyes wide as he looks up at Danny.
I'm a halfa,
Danny begins nervously explaining, hands twisting together. At least, that's what they call me in my home dimension. Half ghost, half human. We're not very common. Most people die all the way, not just halfway. Rachel nods, hands coming up to her chin as she seems to think.
I believe I've read about halfas in one of my tomes, Rachel says thoughtfully. There's not a lot of knowledge about them due to their rarity.
Wait, if you're half human, then how come your dads are yetis? Victor asks, brows furrowed in confusion. Danny laughs a little at that as Corey elbows Victor.
You cannot ask someone about their parentage, Victor. It's quite rude, Corey hisses under her breath.
Honestly, it was the first thing I thought you'd ask when I revealed myself, Danny admits, smiling to show he's not offended. Victor smiles sheepishly anyway, offering an apology.
Frostbite and Hailwind took me in after some unfortunate events in my past,
Danny explains, stomach clenching as he thinks about what happened. He wants to explain everything to them, but perhaps not everything, everything. Some things still hurt too much to talk about. Robin nods in understanding, offering a smile.
Thanks for explaining this to us, Danny. Takes a lot of guts to open yourself up to people, he says, pulling Danny in for a hug.
We love you, Danny, Corey says, joining in on the hug. And before he knows it, everyone else has joined. He's surrounded by his team, his family. They're all hugging him, holding him. They accepted him.
Danny smiles wide, hugging them all back.
I love you guys, too. The end. Author's notes. Did you notice that Danny's death day is the same date as the final episode of Danny Phantom aired? You did? Cool! Heart emoji. Also, I left why Danny no longer lives with his family intentionally ambiguous. Did TUE happen? Was it a reveal gone wrong? Some secret third reason? I don't know. Whatever you think? Facts. Canon now. Hailwind is Tourette's dog's creation. I love all of his frozen Yeti OCs. You should give their stories a read. She's great. Grinning emoji. The end for real this time.